This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Antonio Verial Jr. Date of birth, November 12, 1964. Case ID number is 711-2201. Date of exam, March 19, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Regional Medical Center, dated 12/13/2023. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension and heart disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked at Home Depot as a stocker for 4 years and also worked at Walmart for another 11 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, hypertension. Number two, heart disease. History of allegations. Number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, blurred vision, comma, and generalized weakness. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction times two, the first one being in January 2017. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on furosemide, 40 milligrams BID, metoprolol, succinic XL, 200 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD, and Entresto, 48 milligrams/51 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2017, he presented himself to Rio Grande Regional Medical Center and was hospitalized for 2 weeks for having a myocardial infarction. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with ischemic cardiomyopathy, chronic systolic congestive heart failure, and a myocardial infarction times two. The claimant did go on to have a distal right coronary artery stent placed two times. The character of the pain is a discomfort which included palpitations, which was located on the left upper chest area. The claimant states he was very uncomfortable because the pulsations would radiate through his chest, and it lasted for approximately 3 days. Since surgery, he has not had any more chest pain or palpitations. He states his discomfort or tiredness is precipitated by exertion, sometimes while he's resting and with food intake. He denies being given any nitroglycerin tablets and states that his pain is sometimes relieved by resting, but not by antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. He denies any nausea, vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, strong history of smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. His last ejection fraction was 25%, which is very low. The claimant does have a history of gastritis and esophagitis. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath and congestive heart failure, along with edema. He does not sleep with any pillows at night. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with ischemic cardiomyopathy, comma, chronic systolic congestive heart failure, comma, myocardial infarction times two with two stent placements, comma, and a history of life vest since 2023. He has also had the cobalt XTDR MRI defibrillator placed. His condition at this time appears to be stable but guarded. The claimant's daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking around the house, as well as doing yard work. He has no provider at this time, but sometimes has family members help him. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block very slowly, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail slowly, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a small room, comma, button his clothes, put his clothes on, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Guillermo Salinas. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is presently taking Tylenol 1,000 milligrams QD or ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for chest pain or aches and pains. Family history. His father died at the age of 52 from a myocardial infarction. He had hypertension and coronary artery disease. His mother died at the age of 86 from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, and a history of coronary artery bypass surgery times three. Medications. Ranalazine, 1,000 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Tylenol 650 milligrams Q 8 hours, furosemide 40 milligrams BID, Forixa 10 milligrams QD, Metoprolol Succinic XL 200 milligrams QD, Raxeron ER 500 milligrams BID, Spirolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Brilinta, 90 milligrams BID. Entresto, 48 milligrams/51 milligrams BID. And ranlanazine, 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, myocardial infarction times 2, comma, morbid obesity, comma, major surgeries, a stent times two of the right coronary artery, comma, cobalt XTDR MRI defibrillator, comma, / life vest since 2023. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking, drinking 4 packs of beer QD for 23 years. He states he quit in 2003. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 1990. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 305 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 130 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, cardiac ejection fraction 25%, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 45. General, this is a ...59-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences, visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does wear glasses, but he broke them and has not bought an extra pair. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The claimant has a 2-centimeter left upper chest scar where a defibrillator was inserted into his chest. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant is morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted on the lower extremities with signs of peripheral vascular disease. No ulcers were noted, but the claimant does have varicose veins, as well as some pitting edema, especially on the left side. Calves were mildly tender. The Holman sign was naked. Skin, there are no lesions appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does appear to have peripheral vascular disease of his lower extremities. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. Mild joint swelling and erythema was noted around the lower extremities, especially on the left side. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex at 90 degrees and was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. The claimant does have some decreased range of motion of both shoulders secondary to impingement syndrome or osteoarthritis of both shoulder areas. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. And in the supine position, it was 50 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially in the lower leg area. there is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes and has some difficulty walking at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 1. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms of the lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his heart, where the claimant has had 2 myocardial infarctions and 2 stents placed in his right coronary artery. The claimant does have an ejection fraction of 25%, which is very low. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show moderate to severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to congestive heart failure with ischemic cardiomyopathy and an ejection fraction of 25%. Probable diagnosis is, number 1, hypertension being treated. Blood pressure was 130 over 86 mmHg. His blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 2, heart disease. Confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant has a history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure with ischemic cardiomyopathy and a myocardial infarction times 2 with a placement of 2 stents. He also has a life vest support since 2023 and a cobalt XT DRMRI defibrillator, which was also placed in 2023. His condition appears to be stable at this time, but guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Antonio Villarreal.